Well, I'm at the final 2 weeks of my time in London. I can't describe how great this experience has been, and I'd encourage every university student to take advantage of going abroad if possible. I have a number of key tips in my books to share with students considering going abroad, but I narrowed it down to just five. I had to be picky and choosy, so here they are. Number one, do at least one new thing each day. You only have so much time abroad, and it goes by a lot quicker than you think. So you need to take advantage of what the city you are in has to offer. Whether it is a new restaurant, shop, park, museum, etc., strive to do a new thing each day and don't be scared to get out of your comfort zone. Number two, travel, 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 but do still appreciate the city you are living in. During my semester in London, I've had the incredible opportunity to see a number of European cities. If you've been following my blog posts, you'll know. My main reason for going abroad was to experience a number of different cultures, not just a solid one. Yes, traveling is really great and it's reasonably cheap getting around in Europe, but yes, there's always that but don't over travel. Don't travel too much to the point that you don't even know enough about the city you're quote unquote living in. You don't want to come back from being abroad and have that relative ask you, "So how was living in London? What was your favorite thing to do there?" And have blank stares because you can't recall much about actually living there. You will always have the opportunity to travel around Europe. Yes, it'll be more expensive in the future, but who knows if you'll ever get the chance to actually live abroad ever again. Number three, go out of your way to meet interesting people and find out more about their cultures. You never know where the connections you make may lead. Don't stay in your American bubble. Yeah, it might be intimidating at first to meet new people from completely different cultures, but just go for it. You never know the things you may learn from the person sitting next to you on the bus, at a restaurant, bar, on the streets, etc. I learned so much from people I randomly crossed paths with, even though I probably will never see them again. But it got me out of my comfort zone, and I don't regret it one bit. I mean, your mom probably taught you not to talk to strangers, but you should be street smart enough by now. Number four, don't forget, you are in school. Yeah, school. It's incredibly easy to forget why you actually are abroad in the first place. You registered for classes and you came to study. Though you're definitely not putting as much time into your studies as you probably would on your home campus, you still do need to remember to strive for good grades. Number five, document your experiences. Write down the places you go to, take lots of photos, and you'll want to remember studying it forever, so take a lot of documentation. Also, it'll give you the chance to share the important places to see with future students considering a study abroad program. It's not humanly possible to remember every single name of every place you visited, so just quickly jot it down. I promise you won't regret it. Then you can go back to your writings and pictures when you're an old little wrinkle and say, "Hey, I kind of remember that place. Great times." Okay, well, those are my five tips. I hope you have fun and hope you consider going abroad. Cheers, Rachel.